You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last Wednesday, media outlets across the country came together in solidarity, speaking about the importance of a free press. The next day, the U.S. Senate unanimously declared, quote, "the press is not the enemy of the people," in a roll call vote. This is in response, of course, to President Trump's statement that media is the enemy of the American people. Well, we don't agree, of course, but we do like to think about ways journalists can do their jobs better. So our multi-station project, California Speaks, asked, what should we do to improve the news media? Let's hear some of what you had to say.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm in Redding, California. And my suggestion for improving at least the printed news is cease using only college graduates from journalism schools and start using people that have no college degrees, because only about 25% of people actually graduate from college. And so when you have only people from college doing your news, that's the only perspective you get, unlike the system that they use in Great Britain, which is an apprenticeship type system where you learn the trade as you work in it.
My name is Nancy Chang. I'm calling from La Crescenta, California. To improve the news media, we should bring back the FCC rule that used to be in place, requiring some kind of journalistic integrity, and also any kind of media organization that's not registered as a news organization should not be allowed to name itself as the word news in its name. So Fox News is an entertainment organization. It should be required to call itself only Fox Entertainment or take out the word news.
Scott, Oakland, California. More investigative journalism is my opinion. I really value what I learned because of the Pentagon Papers and Knight Ridder's efforts in revealing WMDs in Iraq and the lie that it was.
My name is Rob. I'm from Los Altos Hills. I think that we can improve the news media by working along with the folks at Civil. They are working on a way to use the blockchain in order to help ensure high quality, high integrity journalism and potentially crowdfunding a way to impose good governance and good news over news efforts. A really good podcast that explains what Civil is doing is the Zigzag podcast being put out by Stable Genius Productions. I would highly recommend it, but it would be a great way to help ensure that newsrooms have a vested interest in reporting high-quality, real news about subjects that are important for an informed populace.
Ralph, San Francisco. It would take a little leadership, but I wish the press corps could be united enough such that at a press conference with the president or his spokesperson, confronted with something that is so obviously wrong or untrue, such as the fact that you need a photo ID to buy groceries, they would all get up and walk out. That would be really powerful, a very powerful statement. It may be extreme, but what the hell? I had to do this. Thank you very much for being there. And the question is a dandy.